It was third grade. Mrs. McAfee's third grade class, last day of school at Dartmouth Elementary School. We had our class Olympics outside, games, and normally we only had a little bit of recess here. All day was recess. It was great. It was fun. With one exception, Mrs. McAfee chose Tammy to choose up sides. Tammy to be the leader, and Tammy to be mother and mother may I. I didn't like Tammy. Tammy was mean to me. She thought I was a monster, and she was right. I thought she was a witch with a W, and I was right. Tammy, she used to hit me and then say, oh, don't hit me back. And then she'd hit me again. And in response, no, I didn't hit her, but I had a habit of picking my nose and putting the boogers underneath her desk. Then in high school, I ended up dating Tammy. Yes, today is confession day. But in third grade, I couldn't stand Tammy. Couldn't stand her. She was mean to me. She was always mean to me. And the teacher had chosen her to be mother and mother may I. And who here knows what mother may I is? It's a game. Yes, it is. It's a game. And in the game, all the children stand up in a line facing mother. And mother stands there and gives directions on what each child is to do. And before the child acts, the child must say, mother, may I? And then mother can either say yes, and in which case they do what mother has told, or no, in which case you don't move. And if you move without asking mother, may I, then you have to go back to where you started. All right, I need some volunteers. Ron, stand up. I picked on him last time. I'll pick on him this time. Pete, stand up. Gina, stand up. All right, that's enough. That's enough. All right. That's enough. Pete, take two steps forward. Back to where you started. He doesn't even get out the gate like he should. Gina, take two steps forward. Yes. Ron, take two steps forward. No. Ron was me back then. Pete, take three steps forward. Yes. Gina, take three steps forward. Yes. Ron, take three steps forward. No. Notice Ron is still standing where he started. Pete, take four steps forward. Yes. Ooh, big steps. Gina, take three steps forward. Yes. Now, in the game, the objective is to touch mother, remember? Ron, take seven steps forward. No. Pete, take one step forward. Yes. Gina, take two steps sideways.
Mother, may I?
Yes. Of course I let her win. you may sit down. Thank you. And they deserve a round of applause. The whole time I stood there, the whole game. Every time Tammy Minch called on me and told me take five, six, seven steps forward, and I would say, mother, may I? The answer was no. And I was standing on an anthill. No. Tammy didn't like me. Tammy was mean to me. Mom, Tammy was mean to me. No. That's the way life is. Sometimes things aren't fair. Sometimes life isn't fun. Sometimes people who should be nice aren't. That's what Jesus is addressing here in John's gospel. I give you a new commandment, a new directive, a new set of orders, a new command, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Not like one another. Not tolerate one another. But love one another. I don't think I like that. Some people just aren't lovable. I might be able to tolerate someone. I might be able to tolerate John. But some people just aren't lovable. I might be able to like Faye. But some people just aren't lovable. Now, that's not true about Faye, by the way. She's very lovable. Some people just aren't lovable. Right? Sorry. Jesus said, I give you a new commandment. That word is specific. It's the same word used of the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. It's an order, a directive, a commandment that you love one another. And it's not like phileo. It's not tolerate. It's love, agape. I've given this definition of agape before. I'll give it again. Agape, the Greek word for love, is the ultimate form of love. Agape love is the love that is dependent not upon what other people do. You don't give it to get back affection or liking or love. You don't do it to give, to get something back. You love because it's in your nature to love. And because the need of the lovee is to receive your love. In other words, agape love considers the needs, the wants, the desires of the other before and ahead of and as being essential to your own, the lover's needs. A lover loves with agape love because it's in that person's nature to love. They cannot help but love. It's part of their nature, of their being, of their fundamental identity, love. It's what we say about God, that God is love. It's part of God's fundamental nature and being to love. Now, love is not God, but God is love. And agape love especially reflects God's love for us and the love that we are then called to have for others. It's the kind of love that gives without regard for pain in the self, but because the other needs it. God gave God's self and became incarnate in human flesh in Jesus of Nazareth because God knew that we needed to have a friend, a brother in this life who understands our experiences, our pains, our anguishes, and our fears, and yet also is God. Because God knew that we couldn't handle the gap of sin between us and God, God handled it for us in Jesus. God, because of God's nature as a lover, gave us what we needed without regard for the difficulty or the pain or the fear that it might have entailed for Jesus. That's agape love. The love that gives out of the nature of the lover and to the need of the lovee. That is the nature of agape love. And that is what Jesus is calling us to have for others. He even says it outright. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Now, I'm sure that that was quite a powerful statement. Think about it. Think about the nature of some of these disciples that Jesus chose to go on the road with him. Think about Peter. Probably smelled of fish all the time. Loud and impetuous. Opinionated. Blowhard. We know the type. Some of us are the type. That's Peter. And yet Jesus chose him, selected him, and loved him even though he failed him repeatedly. Let's try Judas. Judas would betray him. And yet the scripture is clear that Jesus loved Judas anyway. We will betray, we will deny, and yet it is clear God loves us anyway. The commandment is straightforward. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Not if you have good doctrine or good theology or good church government or good denominational organization, ha ha ha, or good district boundaries, ha ha ha, or a good preacher, ha ha ha, or a great choir, ha 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 ha. Now, this is my commandment, that you love one another, and it is by this, our love, that others will know that we are Christians, that we are disciples of Christ Jesus our Lord, that we are disciples of God. They will know we are Christians by our love, we sang. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Not our doctrine, not our theology, not even so much our good works and our programs and our ministries and our big churches. No, they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our agape, by our self-giving to others, so that others might know the love of God and what God has done for us in Jesus. So often, though, the church is like a game of Mother May I, with certain people being chosen to be mother, judging others, being worthy or not worthy to come forward, and saying, yes, you may come forward 4 steps. Mother, may I? No. My friends, God, when we say, Mother, may I, God does not say no. Instead, God calls us all to come. And when we say to God, Mother, may I, God says yes. Out of love, out of this agape love, which Christ Jesus has established as a new commandment for us that we are to have for others because he had it first for us. Mother, may I? God says, yes. Come. Come to me. Touch me. It's the essence of Jesus standing before Thomas the doubter in the upper room and saying, look and touch and believe. I am not dead, I am with you. Thomas, doubting, Jesus said, come and touch and see and believe. The same love calls us all. We ask, Mother, may I? And God says, yes. Can you say that with me? Mother, may I?
Yes.
No, 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 no. You're as bad as Pete. Mother, may I?
Yes.
Now let's invert that. Say, Mother, may I with me? Mother, may I? Yes. Amen. Yes, exactly. Amen means let it be so. God has called all of us to come, has given us directions to approach God, and all we have to do is ask Mother, may I? And the response God gives us is yes and amen.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2010 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.